Hello, my name is Huxley Shincius. Today I will be interviewing Dorothy Buell, my meme. We are in Dover, New Hampshire, and the time is 5:45. Now my first question for you is, how would you describe yourself when you were a kid?
Wow. When I was a kid, by what age group do you think?
Let's say my age. So oh, around a teenager? 13. Yeah. Or how about Holden's age, let's say?
Around about sixth grade. Okay, I was very interested in swimming. Mm-hmm. More than anything, that was the only sport that I really cared about. And I cared a great deal about my friends. I had a group of friends, and we would do things like practice cheering and get into trouble at good old St. Mary's Academy. And I enjoyed planning and pulling off shenanigans with them.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell me some stories about the shenanigans that you pulled with them?
The kinds of shenanigans that we did?
Yeah, just a few little anecdotes, please.
Well, keep in mind that we're going to a Catholic school, St. Mary's mm-hmm. Academy. And at lunchtime, we could walk one block up the street and go to a little drugstore called Newman's Pharmacy, and they had a counter. And at the counter, you could get, like, Cokes, and we would get, like, vanilla Cokes or cherry Cokes, or and they mixed it with the syrup right there. Mm-hmm. And when we did that, we had to walk by, I forgot the name of it. I don't know if it's St. John's Episcopal, a Protestant church. And back in those days, you weren't supposed to be, as Catholics, you were not allowed to go to a Protestant church. And not even for a wedding or a funeral or anything. Believe it or not, thank God that a pope came along that changed all that. So we all decided that we needed to go into that church and we needed to find out what would happen. Would we get struck by lightning? Would we be struck dead? What would happen if we went into a Protestant church? So, of course, the group of us charged up those stairs and into the church and looked around and said, well, it just looks like a church. And nothing happened, so we were pretty relieved. And then a nun came and got us, and we were in serious trouble at St. Mary's Academy. Mm-hmm. Things like that. Mm-hmm. That kind of stuff.
That's funny. Thank you for sharing. How would you describe your family life?
I would describe my family life as great. Mm-hmm. My mother didn't work. My father worked at the shipyard. He was a sheet metal worker. He was a blue-collar worker. I was the youngest of 8 kids, so I came from a big family. And I used to feel so bad for some of my friends who had 2 working parents because, you know, like after school, I wanted to do things like practice cheering or, you know, girl stuff. And some of my friends wanted to too, but they couldn't until they got done things like starting dinner and stuff like that. And my mother was there. My mother I loved having my mother at home and being there after school. Mm-hmm. And every night at supper time it's 5:00, and you better not be late because my dad loved to eat. Mm-hmm. And we always had meals together and talked about the day. I had a good life.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for sharing. That sounds beautiful. I'm glad you were able to have a family dynamic like that. Going along with your family, would you say you were more like your mom or your dad, and why?
Oh, gee, I don't know. My dad was pretty quiet and introverted. He was quiet, but he ruled the roost. I was afraid of my father, and he was never mean to me, but he had a gruff voice. And the minute he said no, it was over. I would torment my mother till the cows came home. I think that I had 6 of one, half a dozen of the other. Mm-hmm. You know, I could only try to be as good a mother and meme and person as my mother and father. Mm-hmm. And we all have faults, but I would not choose another family to be born into.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. It sounds like they were great people and you loved them very much.
I did.
Who would you say was the biggest influence on you when you were growing up? And can you tell me a little bit about them?
Oh, I can't. You mean a person in my family? I can't think of any specific person that I, growing up, I think I always danced to the beat of my own drum. I loved all of them. And each of them had something that I admired and would want to be like. Mm-hmm. The biggest influence in my life would have to be my mother.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell me a little bit about how she influenced you?
Well, she certainly taught me right from wrong. And she was a great cook. She was a good person. She always put us first. And when I think of, all the summers, making sure that we were busy. We did a lot of swimming and stuff like that. Just her wisdom, whether we were talking about politics or whether we were talking about religion or whether we were talking about friends and how you conduct yourself or shenanigans when I got punished. Yeah, she's probably the biggest influence in my life.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for sharing. She definitely does sound like a beautiful person, and from what I've heard about her, she was lovely. On a lighter note, what was your favorite hobby growing up? I know you mentioned swimming.
Oh, swimming, definitely. Well, that would be my favorite sport. I love drawing. I love coloring.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't really have any hobbies. I always loved to draw and color. I did, really. Bowling. Love bowling. But I don't know if you'd put those into hobbies or if you'd put it into just sports. But we didn't have, organized sports like you guys do.
Mm-hmm.
Although I did become a junior lifeguard. Mm-hmm. I've told you those stories.
Mm-hmm. Can you share with us some of your swimming moves, just like describe them perhaps.
Swimming moves? Oh, okay. My friends and I, Patty, you remember Patty.
Mm-hmm.
Patty, and there was a gal named Leanne Peters. And we didn't have organized swim teams like you have, like the Dover groups that we have in the pool. Everything was freshwater swimming, Bellamy River or Barbados Pond. And at Bellamy, every year they had races.
Mm-hmm.
And every year, Patty and Leanne and I would enter every single one of them. And one year I was so nervous about entering the butterfly one that I had entered also into the breaststroke competition. And when I did the dive and got into the water, I broke into a butterfly right away and got disqualified because it was the wrong... it was the wrong one. Because I was so focused. The butterfly, as you know, is very hard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then as years went on, Patty and Leanne and I always managed to have one or the other of us do the relay, and nobody would enter against us. Leanne Peters was awesome. Patty and I were good, but Leanne was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it got so nobody would go against us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing that. I really like hearing your childhood anecdotes. It's very interesting. Can you tell me a little bit about how you were as a student at St. Mary's?
I think that most of us, it was a different culture. I've told you that 100 times, mm-hmm. different culture. And I think that my mother was very, 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 had very strong feelings about making sure that nobody had what she called a big head. So we're never really terribly encouraged. I've told you that, Huxley, told that we were pretty or smart or anything. She expected us to do the best. But what she cared the most about on the report card was your behavior and your effort, that you did the best you could. And so I had... I was always kind of nervous and had self-esteem issues and never really felt terribly smart. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's kind of sad, but... Mm-hmm. And I don't say that to be negative or blame my mother or anything. It was a different time and a different culture. And even today in the Catholic schools, they've come a long way.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for sharing that. I can tell... just from personal experience that you've come a long way from your school days. You said earlier that you liked kind of doing shenanigans and playing some tricks on the nuns. Can you tell me about some other shenanigans or times you got in trouble with the nuns?
Okay, well, I'll tell you a beaut, and I also got in trouble with my sister Janet. So mm-hmm. I was really young, probably first or second grade. I loved swinging, mm-hmm. loved it. And of course, we didn't have a swing set. And mm-hmm. I was too young to be, you know, traipsing off to Henry Law Park or somewhere to get on a swing. So they had a swing. They had a big swing set in the schoolyard. Mm-hmm. And every day I would get in line and wait to have a turn on the swings. And every day I didn't get one. So finally one day when the school bell rang and we had to get in line, everybody went in line except for me. I got on that swing, and by golly, I was going to swing. I had been waiting long enough, and the nun was hollering at me and telling me to get down. Nope, I'm going to swing. And they went and got my sister Janet, who was like in 7th grade or 8th grade. She was so mad at me. And of course, when my sister Janet got at me, of course, I got off the swing because I was kind of afraid that I would get mm-hmm. in trouble at home, you know, mm-hmm. that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. So I wasn't so shy in retiring that I didn't do what I wanted to do.
Thank you. That's funny. You definitely, from what I've heard, had a strong will. This is going to be a little bit of a more difficult question. But what were your biggest challenges when you were growing up?
Oh, I think, I don't know. I never really thought of challenges growing up. Like, we all have challenges, you know, mm-hmm. coming into our own. God, I can remember going through a period where I was convinced I was adopted and that these people in this household had no business telling me what to do. Think of how many bosses I had. A mother, a father, and 7 siblings, you know. Mm-hmm. So I think that just dealing with the family dynamic and figuring out who was really, really in charge, which mm-hmm. ultimately that was my mother and father, period. But I had some older ones that used to try to assume that role. That, and back then, like I've told you 100 times, the culture was very different. And in the city of Dover, you had a strong Irish influence. And so you're either Irish or French. And you were either pretty wealthy or pretty poor. And, you know, like my mother had a hard time letting me hang around with kids who came from a wealthy family. Mm-hmm. And I didn't care who had what. I just liked my friends. Mm-hmm. So we evolved culturally, mm-hmm. my friends and I, because we resisted that kind of influence from parents or family, mm-hmm. you know, staying with your own class of people. Mm-hmm. I didn't worry about it as a kid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you. That sounds beautiful, and I'm glad that you were able to push through those boundaries that were given by your parents and expand yourself. My next question would be, did you ever get over or learn from some of the challenges that you were faced with when you were growing up? And obviously, like, the cultural thing would not be, like, you've already learned from that with, like, sorry.
Yeah, but that's retrospect, though, Huxley. Mm-hmm. That's retrospect, because as a kid, I didn't think of myself as being particularly challenged. Mm-hmm. I just like most kids, thought about what I wanted to do at the moment. And either I was allowed to or I wasn't. And if I did it anyway, I got in trouble, as I should. And so I didn't think of that as challenges. It was just normal, everyday life. I can't... maybe the biggest challenge, but I didn't realize it at the time, that I dealt with in my life, is getting over that self-esteem issue.
And... Can you
having the confidence to know that I could do whatever I set my mind to academically, and I did.
Can you tell me a little bit about how you gained confidence over the years?
Yeah, just through everyday, I don't want to say everyday struggles. We all have them. I think that probably when I got divorced and had to be responsible for my kids, that really lit a fire under me. And I was, like, driven. And I was very successful in time. Not immediately, but, you know, went to school, took classes at night, college courses, got promoted.
Thank you. I really appreciate you sharing that. I know it's not something that's easy to share, and like you said, we all have challenges, but I think a lot of people can relate to that, and I'm very glad.
Well, it's not a poor me thing. It ended up making me a better, stronger person.
Yeah, thank you. And I'm glad that you could share that with... through the recording, because I think a lot of people can understand that problem, and hearing someone who's been through it can really help those people, and I appreciate it. And this is our last question, but if you could tell your past self one thing, what would it be?
That I could do anything that I set my mind to.
Thank you. That's beautiful. Well, I really appreciate you being here and doing this with me. I think that you've answered some questions very well. And yeah, I appreciate you being here. So thank you.
Thank you for having me. And I hope that, I don't know what you hope to achieve with this, but I hope it gives you some insights, but you've heard me tell plenty of stories about me.
Thank you.